Let's imagine the not too distant future. You feel more in control of your photos than you ever have before. You look forward to the regular creative dates on your calendar. You're moving forward on that project that means so much to you. You are on fire with inspiration, and you are finally scrapbooking consistently. This is not a hypothetical, it's a real life possibility. And for the first time, I've created a workshop specifically focused on the problem of consistency. It's called Sparked, and I'm excited to share it with you for free. Visit simplescrapper.com/sparked to get access to the training and make this possibility your reality.
This is just another great example of how important it is to have someone encouraging you to stay focused, make quick decisions, and move forward so it doesn't turn into a multi-week project.
Welcome to Scrapbook Your Way, the show that explores the breadth of ways to be a memory keeper today. I'm your host, Jennifer Wilson, owner of Simple Scrapper and author of The New Rules of Scrapbooking. This is episode 223. In this episode, Alyssa Williams interviews me about switching to the Library of Memories system. She helped me reorganize all of my layouts from chronological to categorical albums in under 3 hours. This conversation was recorded immediately after. I am here with Alyssa today to chat about my album reorganization process. We're kind of turning the tables here, and she is going to interview me, ask me lots of questions. We have just spent the past few hours with her guiding me, or say bossing me around as I went through this process. So I'm excited to share my feedback, my thoughts, and where I need to go next. So Alyssa, what do you want to ask me?
Well, let's start with, why did we do this project today? Like, what made you think you needed to reorganize your layouts organization?
You know, I have long struggled with this division, this tension between chronological storage of my layouts and library of memories or categorical storage of my layouts. I have never scrapbooked really in order, but when Emily was younger, I just felt very connected to chronological because of just seeing her grow. But as she's gotten older, more of the stories that I'm telling are stories that span periods of time, that connect the recent past and the present, or connect very far past and present. And the chronological storage system just didn't quite feel right anymore. And so I had a bunch of layouts, about 2 years worth of layouts in piles, not in any album. And then I had about, 5 years of 12 by 12, mostly 12 by 12 layouts in albums, roughly chronologically. And then the 6 by 8s, those are from 2018 and 2019. And that's a whole separate part of the conversation. But I felt that it was ready to reorganize them into the Library of Memory system. And I kept procrastinating because it felt like a huge task.
And was it a huge task? Did it take days, months?
I was actually really surprised that it only took a few hours to go through all of my layouts. Now, I would say that I am not the most prolific, but I think in the end, I'm going to have 9, 10 albums, maybe?
10.
We need to kind of still go through and figure out how many more albums I need to buy, some more page protectors I need to buy, but it's not a small amount in the end. But it wasn't hard. I think having someone like you who'd been through the process and could give me advice on making these decisions, which are totally arbitrary. It's your gut feeling on which category it goes in, that made it so much easier.
And as we went through the process, we moved some things around.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think, you know, that shows why this system actually works so well, is that it is it can evolve and it can change in the moment to accommodate everyone's needs.
Well, and I think if I had sat down and tried to devise my categories in advance, at least my subcategories, I wouldn't have known that there'd be a giant stack of food layouts and then an even larger stack of layouts about memory keeping, crafting, making in general, art. It's like it's surprising and not surprising at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's why we did it, we should describe what we did. So you had done a pre sort of the layouts that were not in albums, and we did them in the four general categories of people we love, places we go, things we do, and all about us. And then when I got here, we took the rest of your layouts, and I actually, for the most part, decided where they would go. And I'd be like, maybe this goes here. You'd be like, no, this actually goes here. And then after we did that, then we tackled each category and made the sub divisions for, well, yeah, everything had subdivisions. So that was kind of our process. And it took 2.5 hours to do the 12 by 12s.
It was much faster than I thought it would be. I thought just dividing it would take that long, and then there'd be the whole process of page protector reorganization and putting things back in albums. But it was much faster.
And I mean, there were two of us. So, you know, you decided that you wanted things chronologically in a category. So you would kind of handle that, because there are earlier layouts that you've made. You've gotten better, but some of your earlier layouts, Jennifer, they don't have dates on them.
I know. And yeah, I need to do a better job, and I actually probably should go back and find those photos and pencil a date on the back, because at some point I'll probably rearrange within a category, and they really need to do have some sort of dating.
So what do you think your biggest takeaway from our reorganizing session is?
I love seeing these stories within the subcategories and the connections between them. It just makes it so fulfilling to flip through the album and to see growth, to see how some things don't change over time, to have layouts made, you know, almost 10 years apart about a similar topic. Like there's a bath time layout that's like really when Emily was really young, and then one when she was much older. There's a bicycle one about Emily's first tricycle, and then there's me getting a bike last year. Like seeing those stories together, which they wouldn't be in a chronological album, just feels really good as a memory keeper.
What gaps did you find, or what does this make you want to do next?
You know, I think as I've had interest over time in certain formats or styles of scrapbooking, I will kind of focus exclusively on that, and maybe not as much on, well, how to say it. I think there's just certain times where I'm just not focused on my photo library and using that to gather stories and capture the things that are important and that I want to make sure get told, because I'm focused somewhere else within the hobby, or maybe even focused outside of the hobby. And so I think there's just like certain gaps in time, which I know there are great stories and great photos that just are just sitting there waiting to be used.
So how do you want to move forward with this system? How are you going to put your layouts right away now as you finish them in the categories? Are you going to do where you keep your most recent layouts kind of in a crapper hopper container and then put them away periodically? Like, how are you going to keep the system going?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. I do have like four shelves in my bookcase that are like one for each category. And that has worked pretty well for at least having a temporary but pre-sorted storage. But I think in general, my goal would be to go ahead and put them in the album, photograph them so I can share them with others, but then put them away. I do, you know, you keep an album of your most recent layouts, right?
I sure do. It's my favorite
thing. And so that, I guess I kind of feel a little bit attachment to doing that or just putting them in a box so that I can share them with others, like if I go to a crop. So I guess I have mixed feelings, but independent of anyone else, my priority would be to make sure they just get put away.
And now you know right where they go.
Yes. That is very, very true. I guess transitioning to talking a little bit about the 6x8 pages, I have two albums that are kind of Project Life 6x8 for 2018 and 2019. And then just like a really small collection of additional 6x8 pages. And I feel so good now that whatever decision I make about future layouts, that I have the categories, I have subcategories, I kind of know the subject matter that I scrapbook about, and to feel like those things have a home easily, that feels really good.
Do you think this is going to change the way you tell stories, having your layouts arranged this way?
I do. I am someone who kind of volleys between scrapbooking current photos that I love because I'm so excited to just print that photo and use it. But I also am excited to spend time looking for story gaps, but also even just looking for, look, there's two blank pages here. They're 12 by 12. Let's make a spread that would fit this category in this time period. So just kind of using that as creative constraint. I think that would be definitely something that I don't do a lot of now that I can see myself doing.
So what would you tell someone who's considering breaking up their chronological albums into library memories?
It's not as scary as it might seem. And the end result is totally worth it. But at the same time, I totally get it, particularly if you are someone who... Maybe your mother or maybe you're an aunt or a grandma. You have a relationship with a child who is growing very fast. I can see that you feel this deep connection to chronological. But you can still store things chronologically within an album. When we were talking about the Places album, you know, you mentioned how you really like, especially for travel, you like to see those in order. And so for the most part, we tried to organize things within the album in which the order in which the story took place. If it's something from the present, bringing into the past, it still goes in the present because that's from the perspective it was documented.
Do you want to talk about like section or dividers or anything at all?
You know, I am not 100% sure how I want to do like section dividers within the albums yet. I have a bunch of the Project Life dividers. I don't know how many I have that are clear versus like random patterns, because I know at some point they were on clearance at Meijer and I bought a bunch, and I've heard of other people who did the same. But I know one of our members, Melissa, I've seen her section pages, and she basically has like a full page title page, and those are really cool. And so I've thought about doing something like that as well. So right now I'm fine with just having our little note cards in there. We just tucked them in front of the first layout in the section. But I'll definitely be thinking about kind of what creative direction I want to take on that.
Anything else you want to share about the process or thoughts that you're having now that we've completed this massive project that you thought would take all day and we were done in half a day?
I want to thank you for kind of just saying, okay, I'm coming over. This is what we're doing. We're going to do it now. Because I could have stretched this into a multi-week thing if I tried to do it myself. And so having accountability, obviously you've been on the podcast before and we talk a lot about how we provide that for each other. And I think that this is just another great example of how important it is to have, someone encouraging you to stay focused, make quick decisions, and move forward. So it doesn't turn into a multi-week project that takes up a lot of space.
Or overthinking. I mean, I think it's easy to get bogged down in trying to make the perfect category for everything. And you know, Stacy herself, when she teaches the system, you know, you start real general and then you get specific. And we did not, even in things we do, which is can get overwhelming, we did not get super specific. You have four main categories, plus you have a separate album that is your various attempts at project life throughout the years, which I think all go, like, they all go really nicely together. And even though you never finish the traditional project life, I think having those pieces, and like you said, January is usually when you do it, and that's your birthday month. Having an album that's just January through the years, I think is really cool to look back on.
Yeah. So I've got some week in the life pages in there too, like a couple just like day in the life, you know, not multi pages, but maybe just a spread. Having those snapshots of whatever duration I chose to do it all together, it's really illuminating. So I like having that.
Yeah. And I think you see, you know, how things change over time or how they stay the same when they're all kind of together like that.
Oh, yes, 100%. Versus having, you know, one of those in each album, which makes it feel more incomplete if it's just like January in a 2013 album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for trusting me and let me come over and being bossy about what we were going to do, because it was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun. And I'm so glad that kind of we ripped the Band-Aid off and I feel like I can move forward. I've had this as like a major project for so long, and it turns out it wasn't as it's major in impact, but it wasn't major in time.
Yeah. And I think that's just a lesson that for scrapbooking in general, sometimes we dread or we think it's going to be such a long time. And really, you know, if you just get started and get going, you can go through things pretty quickly and it doesn't quite take as long as you thought.
Yep, 100%. Well, thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And to all of our listeners, please remember that you have permission to scrapbook your way.